Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning, witches. It is April 30th, 2024. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. I'm giggling because I just got this influx of texts from my childhood friend, Natalie. And let me just tell you what we're giggling about. So me and Natalie met when we were young. She was 16, I was 19, which felt like a world of difference, but now it doesn't. But we were super in love with Sophia Bush from One Tree Hill and obsessed with her. We would make scrapbooks and then we would give her give Sophia the scrapbooks and we were a mess. Anyways, literally right before I started recording, I saw a Glamour magazine exclusive that Sophia is coming out, and she talks about how she has started a relationship with a woman and she has never been more herself and she finally feels like she can breathe. And both me and Natalie, who ended up queer, even though we didn't realize we were when we were younger, are just dying. We're we knew we loved you. Just no one in the three of us knew why. And if that isn't a queer childhood, I don't know what is. When when you and a friend absolutely are obsessed with this female celebrity, but none of the three of you know you're gay. Man, it is incredible. Anyways, that is not why you're here today. But it was just literally happening as I was hitting record. So let's dig into it. Our quote of the day is, "The art of transformation is a very important thing to me, and I always believe I can say something more truthful through characters that are further away from me." Andy Serkis. So we're talking about peonies this week. I've always loved peony. I think they are just really beautiful. And they're kind of difficult to get. They have to be in season, but they're absolutely gorgeous. My friend who got married in January, she had peonies and she couldn't wait to tell me because she knew how much I love them. So let's talk a little bit about the history of the peony. So peony season is here. We are currently able to experience the joy of British peonies at their best for a very short time. Yeah, like I said, they're kind of hard to get. Peonies bloom from April to June, with coral peonies appearing first, followed by the classic pink at the end of summer. So there are many tales as to how the peony got its name. According to one tale, the name originates from the Greek word paeon, and in Greek mythology, paeon was the physician to the gods who angered his teacher, Asclepius, after he extracted a milky liquid from the root of a peony that cured Plato. So Asclepius was the god of medicine and healing, and he threatened to kill Peon out of jealousy because he was outsmarting the teacher. Zeus saved him by turning him into a beautiful flower, the peony. Another myth links the name of the peony back to the nymph Peona, whose beauty attracted the attention of Apollo. And out of spite, Aphrodite turned her into a peony. The legend is likely what led to the flower's meaning of poor luck in the Victorian age. Peonies have been reported to date back to 1000 BC in the gardens of China, and by the 8th century, they had reached Japan, who are now the major producers of the peony. Oh, they're just so beautiful. Yeah. Oh, I think they're the perfect flower. I really am a classic red rose person, but oof, if I had to go for a number two, it would be, the peonies. Oh, gorge. All right, let's dig into some headlines. Oh gosh. Okay, I pulled this headline not too long ago, and now it was like pulled. So it was a headline about how witchcraft has become more common, and it was from Teen Vogue, and it looks like they pulled it. Let me see if I can find why. Let's do some investigation. Oh, it wasn't that serious. They just changed the link, which happens. This is a good lesson. Never link something to like another website, especially if it's like something in a portfolio or anything like that. Links change all the time. If someone updates a website platform, the links could change. So you always have to kind of think about that. So Teen Vogue, as witchcraft becomes more common, witches weigh in on the stigma, by Jill Webbs. So yeah, let's talk about it. Witchcraft is definitely becoming more common, and I think everyone feels differently about that. Some people feel like it's encroaching on their space. I think there's a sense of competitiveness, especially as the world itself becomes more chronically online. Everything kind of feels like a platform, and your identity almost becomes a platform, right? So that includes spirituality. So as that becomes the case, as more people encroach on something that someone feels makes them special, it can create a lot of like poor feelings. I am personally pro it. In my personal opinion, I think, yeah, can having people who really don't know what they're talking about or knowing what they're doing like muddy the waters? Yes. And trust me, it causes me a lot of stress and it causes me a lot of turmoil. And it really upsets me that like something will go viral and it's just like blatant misinformation when like there are great teachers out there who have spent years and the work putting the knowledge in, and that knowledge means less than fake knowledge. Like, you guys have heard me talk about this. So that's like the one big drawback in my personal opinion. But I do think the good outweighs the bad. I mean, think about all the things that your spirituality has brought you. Why would you want to gatekeep that from somebody who it could mean a lot to? And I always look at it this way. I have a few kind of ways I look at this, and I have felt this way since the beginning, and I've been a public professional witch for 10 years, so it just shows nothing's that new. Things don't change all that much. Number one, I'm not paid to like worry about other people's and their witchcraft correctness. I'm just not, and I'm tired, and I'm a tired person, and I don't have the energy to like police and monitor people, number one, right? So part of you has to let that go, right? And number two, let's say like 10 people discover witchcraft tomorrow, and 9 of them are like, they're just into the aesthetic, or they just want a YouTube channel, or they just want to have a platform, or they just want to make cool TikToks and look cool, or they just want to hex their boyfriend. It doesn't bother me, because the one person who it means a lot to, and the one person who it resonates with, who is going to keep that spirituality for the rest of their life, to me, that one person is worth the muddy waters. You know what I mean? But again, we all feel differently. I love how I'm not reading this article at all. Honestly, I don't really care. Not to sound whatever, but like, we all know that there's stigma, and we all know that stigma has changed over time. We all know the stigma is less than it was. So I'm not, yeah. I mean, again, it's the same old story we've heard for decades. But yeah, I think that's how I feel about it. One, once you realize that this thing isn't benefiting you and you're not being paid to police it, part of you has to let it go. But two, I genuinely feel the good outweighs the bad. Now, that doesn't to say I don't get worked up every Friday the 13th when the most obnoxious, outrageous claim hits TikTok. Am I upset all day? Yes. Which, by the way, the next Friday the 13th is September. Yeah, I hate misinformation. It just destroys me, because there are people who have put the work in and they have the answer. So why can't we just listen to the people who know instead of the people who are just really good at making a viral TikTok? That's just like my whole thing. Anyways, That's similar to like politics and like economics and like world affairs and stuff like that. That's a big thing is I'm like, why is everyone with like a podcast having to educate themselves on it quick enough to just make a statement that appeases people when we can all just listen to the people who have our experts who have been studying this for years and years and years who actually know what they're talking about. I'd rather listen to them and trust them than listen to like, whoever and their ghost podcast. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, April 30th. The waning gibbous moon moves from the tasks of Capricorn to the laboratories of Aquarius today. Here, the moon squares Venus and conjuncts Pluto. We've started the process of assessing where we stand on what power we have to influence society. We're working to understand our own hearts in this undertaking. What is it that we truly stand for? What things do we feel justified fighting for and why? The square to Venus is putting us at odds with our own values, which can be disconcerting. However, allow the space that this internal disagreement is creating to give you some perspective. Are there some values that are core to you that you're unwilling to compromise on? Are there some values you have that no longer serve you? What are some values that could use some updating in this moment? Your daily moon mantra is, values are like fingerprints. Nobody's are the same, and you leave them all over everything that you do. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Revolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items would be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from new perspectives, but to elevate your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and move on, or use this journal as a jumping-off point for future conversations with friends, Evolution of a Witch is a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. Evolution of a Witch by best-selling author Tanya Brown is available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, we are back. So today is Walpurgis Night, April 30th. So happy Walpurgis Night to all of you. So let's talk about it. Walpurgis Night is an abbreviation of Saint Walpurgis Night, and this comes to us from Wikipedia. It's also known as Saint Walpurga's Eve, and it is the eve of the Christian feast day of Saint Walpurga, an 8th century abbess in Francia, and is celebrated on the night of April 30th and May 1st. This feast commemorates the canonization of Saint Walpurga and the movement of her relics. So, yeah. So Saint Walpurga was hailed by Christians of Germany for battling pest, rabies, and whooping cough, as well as against witchcraft. So Christians prayed to God through the intersection of Saint Walpurga in order to protect themselves from witchcraft. And as Saint Walpurga was successful in converting the local populace to Christianity, in parts of Europe, people continued to light bonfires on Saint Walpurga's Eve in order to ward off evil spirits. Others have historically made Christian pilgrimages to St. Walpurga's tomb on the feast of St. Walpurga. So it is suggested that Walpurgis Night is linked with May Day, which are pagan festivals in Northern Europe, which also involved lighting bonfires. For example, the Gaelic festival of Beltane. So there is kind of this question, is Walpurgis Night one of like truly a Christian holiday, or is it one of those holidays that was pagan and the Christians kind of took it? And I think that is open for debate. And yeah, you can kind of feel about it how you like. But let's talk about different ways that you can celebrate Walpurgis Night if you would like to. And later this week, we will cover Beltane. So according to Britannica.com, In Sweden, typical holiday activities for Walpurgis Night include singing traditional folk songs and lighting bonfires. In Germany, the holiday is celebrated by dressing in costumes, playing pranks on people, and creating loud noises meant to keep evil at bay. Many people will also hang blessed sprigs of foliage from the houses and barns to ward off evil spirits, or leave bread and butter with honey as offerings for phantom hounds. Oh, I love that. I want to leave bread with butter and honey for the hounds. Phantom hounds. I feel like if I had a like animal who I vibed with spiritually, it would be the phantom hound. That just feels right to my soul. So in Finland, Walpurgis Night and May Day are effectively merged into a single celebration that is usually referred to as Vappu and is among the country's most important holidays. Initially, Walpurgis Night was celebrated by the Finnish upper class. Then in late 19th century, students, notably, interestingly enough, engineering students, took up its celebration. And today, merrymaking begins on the evening of April 30th, often with wine, alcoholic beverages, and all those things, and picnics. I think that's like really fun. So what are some ways we can celebrate Walpurgis Night, apart from leaving out bread, butter, and honey for the hounds, which I love. I'm so excited. Let's talk a little bit about other ways that we can celebrate Walpurgis Night. So again, it's all about merriment, right? So be with people, have fun, and get loud. Remember, loudness keeps spirits away, and I love that. Next, like we shared, ward off the roaming devil dogs. So yes, bread, butter, and honey will keep the phantom hounds away. 5, hang the green foliage, like we said is common. So Walpurgis Night is similar to Christmas in the way that like you deck the halls with greenery. So hang up boughs of fresh foliage, flowers, shrubbery near your doors, and this can help ward off evil spirits. Next, listen to atmospheric classical sounds or songs. And Walpurgis Night was the darling of composers during the Romantic era, inspiring everyone from Brahms to Schubert to write spooky songs loaded with energy and moral chaos. So I'm going to send a link to this article. It's from oldstyletales.com, and they actually created a playlist for you. So if you really want to do this, they have a playlist that you can use to do this. And this is also where I'm getting these ideas. I forgot to cite before I started. But I'll link these in the link tree so that you can have the songs that they recommend for your Walpurgis Night celebration. And what else? Oh, you can read unsettling stories and poems, which they also give some recommendations. It's also an alcohol-based celebration, so wine, alcohol, things like that, cocktails, and then finally, bonfires, fireworks, and clamor. So Walpurgis Night without a bonfire is like Christmas without a tree. Hundreds of years of massive bonfires have been lit on the highest hill of locally to frighten off spirits in the invisible world. So yes, I definitely think I'm going to leave the honey and butter out for the dogs. I love that idea. I think it's really fun, and I'm just like totally in. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Bonnie. Bonnie, you Arcadian hospitable fire dragon. Molly, you kind golden land mermaid. Katie, you badass beautiful land mermaid. Oh, two little mermaids. And Arlene, you formidable wise barn owl. Thank you for so much for being Patreon supporters, and I really appreciate it. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is the Ace of Spades from the Jane Austen tarot deck. Clarity. Charles Hayter hopes to rise above his station in persuasion. He is clear on his goals and focused in his work. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources. Oh, don't forget, we do have the mediumship class series that starts in May. If you're curious, go to tanyabrown.schedulista.com and you can sign up. I have noon classes for both Saturday and Sunday, so you can pick whichever one works best for you. And that's it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.